7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Well, are we?
Clearly, we're fucking not, because we just had to do a retake.
We're not doing this shit right at all.
They did not know that until you said some shit right now.
Yeah. I had to fucking bring that shit up, motherfucker.
Who's they?
Because of your actions.
The world.
Statistically speaking, we have 4 listeners. You do.
And they're all in this room right now.
No, they're 28 to 34, I think it said. Some shit like that.
They listen.
Sounds about right.
Guess what, fellas? We got a reoccurring guest.
Oh shit.
James's World.
The one and only.
Black Eyes Round Face.
The legend, Andre the Giant.
He was on our podcast.
AKA
the week.
James.
AKA Black Eyes Round Face.
Say hi to the people.
How you doing, sir?
How y'all doing today?
How y'all doing today?
Or should we say red, since he was swimming all day? He looks fucking...
Yeah, dude, I feel that right now.
It looks like Mr. Krabs.
Dude, you look like a burnt raccoon. For real, dude.
You look like a Hawaiian pig.
Fuck you, I'm leaving.
With curly hair.
God damn, it started early, huh?
Yep.
How you feel, James?
Oh man, I'm tired, burnt. Yeah.
Fuck, that was boring.
Sounds about right.
Sounds like a normal day in James's life.
Don't James do shit ever.
Did you have your kids this weekend or no?
Yeah, my daughter goes with her mom tomorrow. And yeah, I have my son tomorrow too.
So what is the process? Because I always think about the process of it. I love you, Melissa. If me and Melissa ever were to split, like, what weekends I would get my kids? Like, during the week, would you get them as well? Like, I don't understand how that plays out. Because when I was a kid, my parents were together, so I would be with my mom every other weekend. And they would drive to, like, a fucking McDonald's and meet up, and then I'd get passed to the other car and jump in and all that bullshit.
I guess it just depends on how the relationship is between you guys after you guys split up.
So what do you, not to get too personal if you don't mind telling us, but
I don't give a shit.
What days do you have them during the week or just during the weekends?
Well, he has two baby mamas, so.
Yeah. I have custody of my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got her. She goes with her mom during school. She goes with her mom every other weekend. And then during the summer, we switch it out from week to week.
She's your first?
Yeah.
Your first child?
And then my son... It varies with him. I mean, if I'm not working, then I'll have him. I definitely have him on the weekends. Every weekend I get him, pretty much.
So when you have your son, do you feel like you have to do more things? Like go places, like take him out more, or just chill at the house? Do you feel obligated, like, to show him a good, like, to,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't have him all the time, well, so, like, let's go fucking to Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, when I have...
And you're a badass parent if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm just saying.
when my daughter was little, I mean, I used to take her everywhere.
Everywhere, dude. So, baseball games. Remember the baseball games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
We used to go like 3 games a week when they were playing at home.
I feel like that's better for the kids, though, because they speak better because they're around adults all the time. And, like, I feel like their demeanor is way different.
I think that's cool, too, because, like, she was around us a lot, like, all the friends and all that. And, like, we all took care of her like she was, like, our own, too, like. I wonder if she remembers all that.
During Raider games, like, she would always hang out, bring us beers.
Yeah.
The little Raiders jersey.
The Raiders are still a football team?
Oh, get the fuck out of here right now, dude. You're about to get stabbed. Fucking national treasure.
When are they going to Vegas?
Next year, dude.
As in this coming up season.
2020.
So this season.
No, coming up, the right? Season hasn't even started yet.
It's going to start in October. When does it start?
Yeah, it starts this year, though. Yeah, we're talking about so next year's season.
Next year's season.
2020, okay.
Get it together, Mark.
So 2021 season, not 1920 season.
No, dude. It starts
1920?
This, yeah, it starts in 2019.
It's 2019, bitch.
Yeah, you said 1920, idiot. You idiot.
Yeah, 2019. So 1920, next year's 2020. So that's 20.
That's
19 through 20. That's 1920 season is this year and next year. Fuck you. I play 2K. I fucking understand when the fucking seasons start.
Well, it's hard to take you serious. I really
Three
thought
beer
McGee, 1920.
Three beer McGee.
This is 2.5, motherfucker. You'll see 3 beer again in a fucking minute.
No. You can't even say it. But anyways, back to James. But yeah, like taking her out when we used to hang out when she was little, like she'd be around us all the time, dude. Raider games, baseball games, barbecues.
Yeah.
I wonder if she remembers all that.
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's been a while. Freaking James abandoned her when he had a son. Well, all he wants to do is hang out with the son.
She had her turn, and now it's my son's turn.
But when do you guys actually remember when you were a child? I don't really remember.
I remember that.
What age, though?
I remember young, dude. Dude,
like how young?
5'6", dude.
5'6", okay.
Yeah, I remember my dad's friend. I'm sure Alex remembers him, too. Lencho. Yeah. Like, he's our uncle. Yeah. So I remember like all the times we spent with him, like adventures we had and all that, and like my dad and him like and fucking around, like
Eric's
drinking.
Dad. I remember Eric's,
is it like
dad.
A Eric's dad. Like, is it like snapshots or do you actually
envision? I don't know if this is true, if this is a real thing, but I sometimes think I have a photographic memory. Like where I can remember shit like vividly in pictures and what I was doing, what I was wearing. Shit.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's true.
Some people can't, though.
Yeah, that's what like, same thing. Like I don't know if it's true, but like I feel like I have a big dick. So fuck no, you don't have a photographic memory.
What the fuck?
Oh man,
dude. Well, no. We just found out Barn doesn't have a big dick. Yeah. I'm okay with not having the memory, but you have a little dick. Yeah. you just told our 3 listeners.
Shit. Dude, no, I have. It'd be like that sometimes. I have a very vivid memory of me in one of those walker things, those fucking toys.
Oh,
with they, yeah, where they put you in, like you just fucking walk around, and it was bright yellow and red.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
I remember being
in that shit in my house on fucking Linares, like messing with little toys and walking around, like very vivid fucking memory.
Dude, I can remember. I remember the first time I slept walked. I remember fucking when I had a 3-wheeler. I remember when I got my
3-wheeler, Ninja Turtle 3-wheeler.
No, he had a
Bigfoot one too.
No, I remember when I got Bigfoot, which was the electric little trucks. It was Bigfoot, the monster truck. And I remember that was the last gift that came out. My dad brought it out. I was surprised, and I remember that vividly. Like I remember a ton of things. Like it's crazy. Like,
and instead of using it the right way, me as a bad big brother, I used to just push him into fucking walls and shit.
You know that shit. That shit ended up in the back of Novi, the hills behind our Vista, because like it was just chilling in my backyard forever. We got older, and we took it romping. Fuck last year. So we took it romping down the hill behind Novi, just all the way down. That shit was funny. And then we just left it there.
I don't say fuck Novi the high school. I say fuck that area. I don't know if I told this story already, but
you were too scared to go down there?
No, we bought a house. Well, my mom bought a house over there. If you go all the way down Tyler and you pass the football field, and the first stop sign, you make a left.
Yeah.
And then not the first street, but the second street, you make
Gaylord
a left.
Street. Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if
that's
Gaylord Street
really
is that. But
it really is.
Okay.
No, it's really called Gaylord Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we moved in.
It's fitting for you, though. But
yeah, okay. I got 2 kids, yeah.
By accident.
And it's not a fucking cover. But
doesn't mean nothing.
And it might have been an accident. I love you guys. But so we moved into that house, and we were moving all our shit in. And then I remember it was a Friday night because I went to the football game. Anyways, and that Saturday we were supposed to move in, like actually move in, and we got to the house and all our shit was gone. My fucking clothes were gone off the hangers. My grandma had just taken me summer school shopping. They literally took my hangers. They took all my fucking K-Swiss, my Reeboks, all that shit, and I had to wear the same 2 black and white shirts and I remember the khaki Dickies. I had to wear that for 2 weeks straight.
Damn.
Damn, that was fucked up. Like, they literally took all our shit.
Was that when you lived right there off of Golden and...
No, dude, he just said, but no, it
was... I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, fuck.
Well, we were moving from Golden. We were going to move from Golden to the Norda Vista place. But then we just stayed in at Golden. Because they fucking... Obviously, my mom got out of that somehow. Because they robbed us and, like, took all our shit.
Yeah,
so we didn't move into
that remember,
place.
So they broke
I remember
in?
You telling us about that.
But do you remember, like, if they broke in by breaking something, like a window?
Yeah, they broke the back window. Oh, and I remember when I got in we came in that Saturday, there were this fucking people across the street, these Mexican dudes just sitting outside in their lawn chairs.
Yeah, but that's like, what we do out there, though.
No, but they were just facing our house. And I was just fucking screaming and shit. And I called my homies because that's when I was in that little fucking wannabe blood thing with the black kids instead of the WHK. Like, I remember there was a situation between, anyways, I'll just leave that. That sounds racist as fuck. By, between the blacks and Mexicans, whatever. Yeah. But I called out my black homies, and we were about to fight all those dudes on the other side. Because I felt like they were stunning on me. Like,
well, that's just insecurities. Because like, yeah. We do that all the time. That's how we do in Watch the Neighborhood. Yeah, we sit out there, we chill, we talk. You're new people moving into their hood. Of course they're going to sit out there and watch and see what you're doing.
Yeah, but I felt like it was more of a plus, you were, what the fuck you going to do? We took your shit.
Did you go up to talk to him?
No, I was just screaming.
You were assuming that.
I was fucking Mexican. Of course I was assuming.
You were just in the moment, too. Like, you were just furious, too. Like, fuck. You were just seeing red. First person you see, like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, because, like, 7125, it's literally because we used to hang out in the front of the house and just watch our neighborhood.
And if some
I feel like they were, like, doing it on purpose. Like, they were just chilling out, like, two dudes just chilling out on the lawn chairs just watching us.
Yeah,
like,
I used to do that all the time. I used to do that. That was my life. I used to do that shit all the time.
That's what Mexicans do. They just chill in the front of the house and...
Ever since then, like, it's crazy. Do you ever run into your house when it's dark?
It's good to know those
screaming?
People.
My bad. What are you saying?
When you run into your house? No, I said it's good to know those people because they always know what's going on.
My neighbor, he's an older guy. He'll sit out in front of the house with his binoculars just so he can see what's going on. All the way down.
That's crazy. Now that's just crazy.
There's different levels.
That's called boredom.
Yeah. That's that movie where you fucking get the girl trapped in your basement and put a fucking... turkey baster of your cum in her. What was that movie you're talking about?
God damn.
3P McKee. These transitions are fucking weird. God. I still want to go back to
that was a clean ass transition. What are you talking about?
I still want to know what when you ran into a house screaming, what was that about?
No, when you get home at the end of the night, like with your when you're already with your family and stuff, and you're walking to the house and you just start screaming just in case there's someone in there.
No, dude.
No?
I turn on the lights.
Yeah, you turn on the lights, but you start running through the house.
Nah.
No? Fuck, never mind.
I think that's just you just being paranoid, dude. Like, you're just like living in the paranoia.
Just being a little bitch.
Yeah, dude.
You right?
No, seriously, I think that's just like a La Sierra thing. Like straight up, like when... Dude,
Riverside.
Yeah,
not really.
Shit, hell nah, bro.
That's a big divide.
How am I being stupid? You guys are way different than we are, dude. We grew up way different than you guys did.
Then why you are our friends?
Because you guys wanted to hang out with us.
Yeah, you wanted to hang out with us.
We opened your guys' eyes, playa.
I found you. You found me.
Oh shit! No, there was one time I almost fucking stabbed my niece. Because
that's a transition.
Yeah, that's a transition. Well, it's the same fucking thing. It's not a transition. She came home late. I thought everyone was back in the house, like already asleep and shit. And all of a sudden, I hear the front door open. Like, I hear, like, you know, when people like fuck up with the keys and it's like, I hear that for a while. And then I hear the front door open and then no sound after that. And then I look through the cracks, you know, the crack in the door, you could see like light turn on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no lights that turned on. I was like, what the fuck? So I grabbed this big ass fucking knife that I had right next to my bed.
Fuck.
And I slowly opened the door. And I remember like peeking out and seeing just light coming through the front door. But none of the other lights were turned on. And there's no other sound. I was like, what the fuck? So I fucking crept up. And as I turned the corner, I was about to stab.
Oh, shit.
And it was my fucking niece just standing there, like, waving at her friends, like, bye.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck are you fucking doing right now? Like, my heart was fucking pumping. She's like, what? All fucking dumb. I'm like, you almost fucking died right now. You almost died.
And plus, you look like a samurai.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I crept up like a fucking ninja, dude. Like, I was all low to the ground. I made no sound, and I fucking just went... The knife was like fucking a foot away from her head. Like, I almost stabbed the shit out of her.
That's why I wouldn't want a gun. Because once you shoot, like, if someone, because people do that all the time. If you live with people, they just come in the house regular, like, lights off, everything, because they already know the layout of the house.
Yeah.
So if you were just on some shit and you thought some shit was going down and you just shot, you can't take a bullet back.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true.
That has to do with, you know, how to use a gun and all that stuff, too.
I remember when I first got my gun. My dad, like, gave me a mean old lecture, and he sat me down. He's like, a gun's a big responsibility. He's like, you can't just go take it out when you're angry and blah, blah, blah. And I turned and looked him right in the eyes and went, Dad, I would never do that. I would reach for my knife first because it's more personal. And I smiled, and he just looked at me. He's like, what the fuck? Like,
Hey, shout out Shooter Netflix. That show is fucking fire.
I haven't watched
it.
If
you're looking for a show, Shooter.
Shooter.
God damn.
Was that originally Netflix?
It's a Netflix. I think it was USA.
If
I'm not mistaken.
Remember that song Shooter from Lil Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Does that have to do with that?
No, I think it's based on that movie.
Oh, that was a movie.
The Mark Wahlberg movie, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've said this, but there's five actors. I hold up four. There's fucking five actors. The Deadpool guy.
There's this many.
There's Deadpool. Who's that guy?
Ben Affleck.
No, Deadpool.
Oh,
Ryan Reynolds. I always watch any movie he's in. Mark Wahlberg. Dallas. What the fuck's his name? The fucked up nose.
The guy from Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have a fucked up... Does he?
He has a fucked up nose.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other...
Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson as well. And then... fuck. What's that one guy? Fuck.
Tom Hanks.
Not Tom. Tom Hanks is
Tom
fire,
Hanks is
though.
Fire, dude.
He is. I might have to make six.
Denzel.
Denzel, yeah.
There
Denzel,
you go.
There it is.
Mine's Denzel. You already know this. Mel Gibson. Anything Mel Gibson is, I'm stuck to
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Fuck, never mind. I might have to update my shit.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I like his
movie. He's like in a movie every 20 years.
Danny
shit.
Trejo.
Yeah, but fuck, it's always Danny good Trejo. Movies.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo's a good one.
What's his name? Cyrus the Virus.
Wait, hold on. So are you trying to say that you watch Spy Kids?
I watched Spy Kids.
Because Danny Trejo
one and two.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. He's in
I'm going to watch it then.
I watched that when I was a kid, yeah. The Shark Boy. Yeah.
He has a bunch of movies, dude. What's his name?
Cyrus the Virus.
I don't know his real name, but yeah, he's Cyrus the Virus. And
that guy's a badass actor, dude. He's a badass actor. The guy from Con Air. You guys see that movie, Con Air?
When I think of Con Air, I think of fucking, what's Nicolas Cage?
John Malkovich.
There you go.
This motherfucker.
Oh, he was in Rounders.
Steve.
Buscemi?
Buscemi is a badass actor, too.
Oh, yeah,
too.
No,
Buscemi.
Look at those badass actors right there.
Damn, that's
a good
ass movie.
Even this motherfucker was
in
that
Trejo
movie.
Was in there. Yeah. Dave Chappelle was in there.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Con Air is a good fucking movie.
I need to rewatch it. Yeah. I think is it on Netflix? Or I think it was
on
one of those.
It might be on Netflix.
But this motherfucker, John Malkovich, he's in... I watched this shit Billions. The show Billions Showtime.
Yeah.
Really fucking good if you like strategic shit. But he's in it, and he's a fucking good villain. Like, you're scared of that motherfucker in it. He's fucking good. But
Steve Buscemi was in Boardwalk, whatever the fuck it was.
Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah.
I just said that.
Well, he was the star of it, yeah. He was fucking a beast in that. Adam Sandler's homie?
When is Peaky Blinders coming out with another season?
I don't know, dude, but I'm waiting for that shit, too, dude.
Yo, I call dibs on that's going to be my wedding outfits and shit.
No.
That damn.
Yeah. I'm growing my hair out. Fuck you. I see it in your eyes.
I'm going to have a fucking...
He's already started his hair and everything. I'll start my hair today.
Destination wedding.
Who was the dude that was in Fifth Element? The villain?
Wesley Snipes?
No.
What?
No, that's not
fucking... Wasn't he in a movie like that, Crazy? Chris Tucker.
No. Chris Tucker was in it. Yeah, he was the radio host. When he eats out the chicken in the airplane, that's just fucking hilarious.
No, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, it's Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman, dude,
he's
that
a
motherfucker.
Good ass actor.
He's dope.
He'll play the fucking. He'll be a fucking Batman. He'll be in Fifth Element as a weird ass fucking villain. He's all over the fucking place. I think he played one that,
man,
he was like a drug dealer, but he had dreads. I forgot what movie that was, and he's dude.
Oh, that sounds super familiar.
Yeah.
I just can't remember the name of the movie.
Yeah. Your Life.
No, I was kidding. Maybe. I can go for days, dude. Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro, fucking Al Pacino. There's so many good actors.
Yeah, there's way too many actors.
Yeah, there's a ton.
What do you guys prefer, though? Like, you guys prefer, like, horror, suspense, like
I like the suspense,
mafia.
Like, where you think about, like, the whole, like, what was that movie where he kills his wife and gets out the house without, what the fuck?
That sounds like every movie.
Oh, remember this dude?
That fucking...
No, it was like the dude that played Clarice. That guy.
Oh, yeah.
But he kills his wife with some, like, shit.
Oh, fuck. Shit, I forgot.
But, or the Denzel movie where he gets... I think it's called Bone Collector.
Yeah, Bone Collector.
That shit's fire. Or Siege or some shit like that he's in. Like, I like those type of serial killer type movies. Like shit
I'm
like that.
I'm more into, like, I guess, like mob movies or like that history of the mob or stuff like that. Like, obviously, like the Godfather movies and all that stuff. That's why I like Peaky Blinders, for example.
Oh, I love Peaky Blinders.
It's fucking, it's dope. Remember this fucking guy? What movie was he in? Something About Mary, right?
Yeah, he was Something About Mary, and he was in that rap movie. Was it Little Stewart?
Stuart Little.
Yeah, there you go. He was in that shit. Fucking guy with big ass ears.
You guys think you could act?
Nah.
I feel like I can.
If I knew the camera wasn't on me.
I feel like he can be a writer because he's super animated. He can think of stories like right off the bat. And I think he just, since we're little, he would fucking do whatever. Doesn't matter to get a laugh. So I feel like he can be like a Chris Farley type actor.
I feel like he could be a good writer for like WWE.
I think I'm too generic as fuck. I'm a regular ass. I don't think I can do anything crazy.
I think I can.
He's a basic bitch.
I can probably direct
shit. Basic bitch, yeah.
Basic
visualize
bitch.
Shit. Real shit. Basic bitch. No, I'm not. I'm not even saying I'm not. I think I.
You know, a movie I watched the other day and I forgot how good it was. It was 22. Or was it 22 or 21? With Jim Carrey.
Oh, fuck. Is it 22, 23?
Is it 23?
Oh, I think. Is it the number 23?
Yeah, the number.
Yeah, that movie's fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, that's like me. I see the number 11 everywhere. So any of our three listeners, if you guys see the number 11, you count it up, everything, let me know what you think about it.
Yeah, I think you're autistic as
fuck. That's true shit. No, he's been saying that since... He's been saying that shit since like elementary, dude. Like he's always seen that shit, and
I have that on my chain. Like it's lit. Like the number 11 for some reason, it can tell me to like rethink things or alter my moods. It's like fucking. I count everything. Like my birthday, the 29th. 9 + 2 = 11. Like I think of everything. I look at the clock now. It's like 11:56 or whatever. Or if it would have been 8:56, or the 5 + 6 = 11. Like I don't know if that's like a fucked up thing that I've created in my head.
Yeah,
but,
I think it
but
is.
It's crazy.
It's just like that Jim Carrey movie I was just talking about right now.
I said twinsies. 11's my favorite number.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, shit.
That is a thing, though. Like, it's... fuck, I forgot what the actual term for it is. But
Tourette's?
Yeah, it's Tourette's. No, but there is a term for it. Like, where you see... Like, you see a number all the time.
Dude, literally, like, I'm watching, like, a football game. They'll stop the camera when I look at that. I can freeze at something. It's, like, it's crazy. I mean, Lil Wayne, I've heard it in his music. Apparently, that's like a Hollywood thing, too. Like, if you ever look at, like, the number of the locker or the team number or whatever, it's always 11. They use that number a lot in movies. Yeah.
Well, I read something somewhere where all the watches in every magazine is a certain, it's placed the same.
Yeah. I've seen that, too, but I forgot what it was
all
about.
It's like 10:30 or so. It was some weird thing like that.
James just tried that beer.
Yeah, shit. I don't even want to try that. I'm like ready
no,
for another
it's
one.
It's not. I mean, you might
it's
like
it. It's not super bad.
You might like it. It's more like light and tropical.
Have to down that shit.
It's not harsh.
So you're saying like I'm gay or what?
Yes.
Is that a gay jab?
We've been saying that.
I have two kids.
You're confused, bro. Stupid. But yeah, he's been seeing the number 11 for years.
I always thought if I was ever like me and Melissa split up, and it was my fault. I'd just be like, I'm gay.
What?
Just to get out of a situation. I'm like, I'm gay. That's so she can't be mad at me. You know what I mean?
When I told my parents when my daughter's mom was pregnant, when I sat my parents down and talked to them, my dad goes, "Well, at least we know you're not gay."
That's a classic dad.
Well, that's every dad moment right there.
I never heard anybody else say anything.
Yeah, my fucking dad asked me, like, he's like, he sat me down. He's like, actually, we're driving somewhere, and he's like, so found the box in your room. I was like, yeah, and it was like a box of porn that like my sister's boyfriend gave me. It was a shit ton of fucking Playboy magazines. He's like, well, at least you're not gay. And he just kept driving. Like, it was just silent the rest of the fucking day. I was like, what?
I just want to say there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Nothing at all. Yeah. Live your life. Do what you got to do.
No, I mean, we can still joke about it, though.
same, this is not a politically correct. Same thing happened to me when I was younger. I think I forgot what movie we were watching. Oh, you guys remember that movie Bob Wire with Pamela Anderson?
Like, I don't think I ever watched it.
Dude, she was like naked half of that fucking movie, but...
Quick, what was... What... did Pamela Anderson do to be fit? What? She wasn't a singer. What?
She was Playboy.
She was Playboy.
She was an actress in Baywatch. So
in one movie, like she's just good looking, basically.
Yeah,
she was in Baywatch.
Okay. She was in Baywatch. Like, she was.
I never figured out what the fuck she was.
Did. Do you not remember Baywatch?
I remember Baywatch, but I just don't remember.
She was the main David star Hasselhoff? In Baywatch.
Yeah. Okay. And then she blew the fuck up like crazy.
Yeah. That's the whole reason. Well, they started the slow motion intro. It was because of her. Like
but that was new. You have to think like TV was still relatively new. Like. To have something like that, slow motion titties, was like a big deal. Like, whoa. Yeah. And then you had this fucking chick, and then she started.
Carmen Electra?
Yeah, Carmen Electra was big then. Oh, but she started dating Carmen a bunch Electra. Of like fucking famous people too.
Tommy Lee and all them.
Yeah, she had a big thing with Tommy Lee.
But yeah, I was watching this movie, Barbed Wire, and that's like, I think it came on like on Showtime or Cinemax late at night. I was watching in the living room by myself, right? And then she's like full on naked. And I think my mom walks out of her room, and like when she walks out of her room, like you see directly to the TV. So she's seeing everything I was watching. And I was just sitting there like fucking like enjoying. I was like young as fuck, dude. Like, oh my God, look at those titties. Like, yeah, dude, I was like,
yeah, the fucking like, Mario like, when he powers up.
I was just sitting there like fucking like loving Yoshi. Life and shit.
Sound like Yoshi.
Right, and my mom started yelling at me like, what are you watching? I was like, I don't know, just changing the channel, this and that. Blah, blah. Like, she fucking yelled at me, dude, right? So I was, go to sleep, go to bed, this and that. So my dad got up, right? And I was like all mad, like, what the fuck? Walking into my room. And my mom's like fucking telling my dad, like, this fucking guy's over there watching fucking porn and this and that. I was like, I'm not watching porn. I'm watching a movie. Like, you know, just fucking yelling back. It's like in the middle of the night. My dad's all like, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck were you watching? He's like, I'm watching a movie. So I turned the TV back on and luckily, this bitch is over there fucking shooting up a storm. I was like, see, it's a fucking regular movie. It's a regular movie. And then so like my dad's just like, I don't know what he told my mom, so my mom went back to sleep, and my dad sat down next to me, and he's like, oh, you know, you gotta be careful, because you got little brothers and sisters, and this and that, like, you're getting older, and this and that, and he's like, so, which one was it? And I was like, oh, it was her, and Pamela Anderson was, like, shooting up a storm, and he goes, ¿estaba buena? Like, does she look good? And I was like, yeah, and he's like, oh, okay. So I feel like that was one of those moments like, oh, fuck yeah. Like, you're not gay, bro. Like, keep watching this shit. And he just said, don't sleep late. And he just went to bed and let me watch the same movie. I was like, yes. I remember that shit. That shit was dope.
Here's a towel and some lotion.
For real.
I don't even jack off with lotion.
That's bad, fool.
Why?
Fucking dick cancer and shit.
No, but they say.
No, I just made that shit up.
But they say that like your sensitivity goes down.
Yeah, probably.
But what were you guys doing in that situation? Like what I just said.
With your kids?
With your kids. Like
probably similar to what my dad did.
Probably the same shit that you did. Yeah, mm-hmm. At least you're not fucking gay. But if you're gay, I love you still.
Dude, it's fine. Like,
well, shit, I'm not going to have fucking
I'm not talking smack on gay people.
I got 2 weeks.
2 weeks till you're dissected.
I remember that happened though.
Or how do you
vasectomy?
Oh, I keep saying like you're getting dissected. You know, when you got a frog in fucking science,
middle school. Yeah.
But that's super cool. Like my dad was doing that for the first time. Like talking to me about that. Like I'm his oldest son. So man. Like, you know what I mean? Like he was like my mom was just yelling at me. He's just like, what were you doing in that situation though? Like, were you between you?
Probably the same shit your dad did. I think that's like a legit thing to do. So what your dad did.
What about like? Did your parents ever go up to you and tell you that like the
wear a birds condom? And the bees?
Wear a condom. I remember my mom tried that one time. I was like in freshman year. And I think started to notice like this motherfucker is messing around with these girls, and she tried to sit down next to me, and I got mad. I was like, what the fuck? I don't want. It's just awkward as fuck.
You're a fucking man, bro. I didn't fuck with girls in freshman year.
For real?
Hell, I was like, no, I was still playing Madden and shit.
No, I thought the people that are crazy that were fucking middle school. Like, that shit's insane.
I didn't have sex until...
When I went to college, my aunt
junior, sophomore year.
Got me like a Costco.
I think mine was sophomore year, but I think junior was already box. Dating girls and messing with them and stuff. But yeah.
When I went to college, my 13. Aunt got me a Costco sized box of fucking
condoms. I remember because Andy got the same box.
Yeah.
And then we started joking with Andy. We're like, you're never going to use
Trojans?
This
shit. Trojans or what?
No, I think they're like Durex or some
stuff. Fucking lifestyle.
What the fuck is Durex?
Oh, no, they were lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Fool, Durex is like a fucking
battery,
a slaw, a saw and shit, like a drill. That's a drill brand, bro.
No, yeah. I think they have a condom one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, for condoms, too. Oh, yeah, it's a drill bread.
They're heavy duty, then. Good one. Yeah. Good one.
Whatever the fuck that is. Yeah, I remember we used to live in a townhome, and so you'd have to walk down the stairs, and then you'd be able to see the TV and shit. But to the, like, there would be a bathroom as well downstairs, so I'd hide in the fucking, like, bathroom hallway. You could still see the TV.
Yeah.
And then when, like, because that's when I used to have the MTV jams. Like, they used to have, like, the booty shaking, like, hip-hop shit. Yeah. And I would just stand in the hallway jacking off so that...
What the fuck?
So that the people that... Like, if any my mom came out of her room or anything, walked downstairs, they wouldn't see me, so I'd be in the hallway. But peeking my head out, so I'd be watching the TV at the same time and shit like that. That's when I first learned how to jack off. I learned how to jack off late. So once I figured it out, it was over. Like, it was everywhere.
You were just running up amok or what?
It was fucking everywhere.
Fucking mayhem everywhere.
Fuck. It was fucking disgusting.
God damn.
Damn, that's fucking wild.
Well, that's not me. That's a friend I knew.
I remember. Do you guys remember? Did you ever have HBO?
We had HBO, Showtime, Cinemax. And all that shit.
Where was Real Sex something?
Remember? Cinemax.
Remember Cat House or whatever the shit that they would live in Vegas.
In Nevada. Was it Cat House?
It was something cat, something like that.
Wasn't it like the Bunny Farm? Or
yeah,
something?
Bunny Farm.
Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch. There Bunny you Ranch. Go.
I just remember we used to watch like a movie and then would, because if the listeners don't know already, Tony's my brother. But yes, we used to watch fucking Real Sex on HBO, and then we'd flip it, and every time we heard like something, like someone's opening the door, like my mom or something, we'll just do that back and forth. And I think about it, it's funny, just little kids all look at their tits, look at this.
And we used to do that
a lot. Pillow over.
We used to do that a lot with wrestling, because back in the day, wrestling fucking
was crazy.
Have naked, the divas would be naked all the time.
We used to order, because we've always been big boxing fans and all that stuff, but we used to even order wrestling pay-per-views all the time. Remember?
Yeah.
And I remember one time, someone's fucking bra got taken off, Sable, and it was like, whoa, there's like me, little Tony, I think Gabriel, we're like, oh shit,
Alfonso.
Like, it was crazy, Alfonso.
Well, we had this one friend when we were younger, and he just lived with his dad, and his dad was never home. Never mind, I want to tell the story.
You're already there.
Super gay.
Now that I think about it,
what you guys watch porn together.
Just a group of fucking young dudes watching porn together. Like, that shit's gay.
What?
Now. Yeah, no one would check. We would just watch it. Like, what the fuck? Like,
hey, that ain't gay, dude. That's the first time you're watching fucking
porn. Yeah. But there's like six dudes in one room, like, just watching the porn. Like,
did you guys watch lesbian porn ever?
Yeah.
I remember I started off with that thinking, like, man, I don't want to see a guy's dick. That's fucking gay. Like, you know, typical 90s kid. And then fucking I was like, oh, you're not going to learn shit off of this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's how I first learned how to jack off was porn. Because when I was jacking off, I knew the motion. But for some reason, I wasn't going all the way down and coming all the way back up. So, like, it wasn't doing anything. But then once I figured that out, and the first time, bro, oh, my fucking God. It was fucking nuts. It was fucking nuts. It was fucking nuts.
Fucking, are we doing this right? It's hard to get to Dr. Drew.
It's like fucking, like, wow, they say chasing the dragon or whatever when they do drugs. Like, I don't think I have ever had a nut like that since the first time. Like, that shit's crazy.
Because it was a brand new experience. You saw color for the first time. Like,
so when the first time you guys smashed, like when you guys lost your virginity, were you trying to do some like porn star shit?
No, I didn't. When the first time, never mind.
But shit. There's a lot of never minds in this podcast. Yeah. By
I know, dude. Don't regret life. We'll just let it out. We'll be yourself.
Not mine. Cause mine was in a car, so I couldn't really be.
What
unique.
The fuck? What kind of car?
Mine was in my garage on the pink couch.
So that 13. Is a porn.
When I was 13. No, straight up.
God damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck? 13?
Yeah, dog.
It's North Vista, bro. We grew up quick.
What did you? What was your first time?
I was like almost 16, 15.
Yeah, mine was like 15, 16. Yeah.
But I was messing with
you
girls
got
like
served.
Real young.
Can you, we look up when You Got Served came out?
Oh, okay.
That's when it was.
What the fuck? You watch that shit in the background?
No, I remember that was because I was I'm all into dancing back then.
2004.
Yeah, so 15.
Damn, you lost your virginity when I graduated.
Damn.
But yeah, I was 13, dude. And I remember I seen a a porn like 13. a couple weeks before, and I was trying to do my best, dude, like trying to like imitate this dude, like do it like how he was doing it. Hell no, didn't fucking last that long.
You know what's fucked up is I feel like I could have lost it that like younger like that, but I was so nervous to think like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
I was like, just so nervous that my fucking dick was small.
I
didn't want to do shit. Like I didn't
worry about that back then.
But back then I was like, oh dude, I know how to kiss. I had braces. I was like, all fucked up.
We used to fuck. We got lucky that we grew up with like pretty hot neighbors, so we'd always learn how to kiss with them, playing truth or dare, like
fucking smear the queer.
That's a game. We're not being fucking. I don't know. Don't me too us, because that was a game. Smear the queer.
Fuck 13. So you just did. I don't know. I don't even know if we can talk about that.
What?
Like how the situation? I feel like that's like fucking.
That's history, fool.
I know, but at the same time, that's like
that's a timepiece.
Fucking child pornography or some bullshit.
Child pornography. Like, what the fuck?
They're fucking 13. That's
well, you can say the same thing about 17 or 16.
No, that's life. That's, fool.
I know, but just weird ass.
It's not like we're showing. Gonna,
okay,
things,
fine.
Like,
fuck it.
Dude, I'll imagine.
You did missionary or what?
Yeah, I did.
Fuck. At 13, do you have titties at 13?
She did. I didn't. The fuck?
Look her up now. She has no titties and you still have titties.
Stupid ass. Dude, imagine I had a kid at 13.
Oh,
how
fuck.
Much my fucking life would be different. God damn. This motherfucker would be graduating high school right now.
Yep.
Or this girl.
Shit.
Yeah. Damn, that's fucking nuts.
I'd be on the podcast with
yeah.
In the background.
Like, no, fuck you, Dad. MTV Team Parents.
He or she would be walking, damn, I'm taking a car. No, you're not.
Go get me some beer.
Yeah. That'd be our assistant. Yeah.
So fuck you, Dad. I hate you. What'd you do? God damn.
Fuck.
So you guys never played those games with like with girls? You guys didn't have girls in your neighborhood where you play like Truth or Dare or what was it, Kiss and Blow? Any of those games?
No, I never
played those. I was teaching my daughter how to drive.
She's only 10.
Damn.
Whoa, that was a weird transition.
Because we're talking about the kids taking
the car.
You
can't just say teaching.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, fuck, dude, at least. God damn.
So I pulled over at on Golden right there, the back street of my house. I'll tell you what, that was the scariest moment of my life.
Dude, she's 10, dude. Like, fuck.
I had to put the
That's
seat.
Crazy.
I had to put the seat all the way forward just for her to reach the pedals.
Let her play driving video games. I feel like that's the best way.
Wait, she wasn't just like on your lap. She was actually driving.
I actually let her sit in the car.
10 years old, son.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
And so
you know you don't live on a farm, dude. Like,
yeah, dude.
There's a lot of shit.
You don't live next to Boot Radley and shit. What the fuck?
So she
fucking Mockingbird and shit.
She let off the brake. The car started going. And then she slammed on the brake because she got nervous. So I told her, I was like, just go ahead and give a little gas. And turn right to go into the neighborhood.
Fuck that.
So she fucking stepped on the gas, dude, and fucking didn't turn. She kept going straight, and there was a brick wall right there,
oh,
dude.
Oh, damn.
She kept going straight. Like I'm like, break, break, break.
That's like what they call it.
She stepped on the gas even harder, dude.
Whiskey throttle. Whiskey throttle when you're first riding a dirt bike for your first time.
That's happened to me.
You just fucking just.
That's just scary, too, dude.
Like, your brain is saying let go, but for some reason, you're just not letting go.
Yeah.
You just fucking haul ass. That's probably what happened to her.
Yeah. Damn, I taught my nephew how to fucking drive, and I took him to like an empty parking lot, turned the car around and faced it towards the wall, and I was like, when I tell you to step on the gas and when I tell you to hit the brakes, I'll just fucking slam on both of them, like just when I tell you. He's like, what? I'm like, you need to learn this. You need to learn when a car is gonna stop. So he's like, okay. I'm like, slam on the gas right now. And he like put his foot on the gas. I was like, no, put the pedal to the metal, like all the fucking way down. And the car starts fucking going. It's like, dude, like he's like, oh shit. I'm like, now slam on the brakes now. And he fucking slams on the brakes. The car just comes to a fucking halt. And we stop like maybe 10 feet away from that wall. And he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, now you know how long it takes for a car to stop.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Well, what that fucking parking smart. Lot was that at?
It was over in, you know where that In-N-Out is on, what is it, Van Buren?
Yeah.
And Clay. Van Buren and Clay?
Yeah.
Van Buren, all the way Buren, by fucking, oh, at the end of Van Buren?
By 7125.
Where the bridge is.
By Harupa.
So up the street from there, there was like a...
movie theater?
No, there was like a Vons or some shit that went out of business.
Yeah.
And there was just an empty parking lot in there. So that's where, and like I had him do donuts in there. I had him like park in every parking spot, like back and forth. Like he would park in one parking spot and then reverse into the other one and then go to the next one. And go back. I was like, just keep doing it.
So he's a transporter now, or what?
Yeah, he's the fucking best driver in the world.
He's the best car.
He's fucking.
he's
baby Statham? From that movie. What's that movie called?
Driver. Wasn't it called Baby?
Yeah, Driver. There you go, Driver. Was it Big Baby?
Jamie Foxx.
No, there was another one called like Baby, where
the movie's Driver.
No, there was.
He's thinking about Boss Baby.
No. There was a movie called Baby where he's like he's just a fucking.
Oh, it's fucking what's his name? Baby is
was Jamie Foxx?
No, but Baby was his name.
That was his name.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, no, it was called Baby Driver, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, Baby Driver. Oh, it was Baby Driver. Baby Driver.
What are you guys talking about? I got lost there.
Oh, Baby Driver. Yeah.
No, he was just talking about how he taught his nephew how to drive.
You know, it's a sick ass movie. Is with.
Yeah, that's a badass movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean guy, what's his name?
Johnny Depp.
It's called and his name's Baby.
Yeah, that's
we're talking about
Crybaby.
Crybaby.
That movie's fucking legit.
Don't cry,
I love
cry,
that movie.
Baby, don't cry.
When he's singing and when he's in jail.
Yeah, dude.
Look, I love that movie. I just broke this fucking coaster. What the fuck?
So James, were you like super scared when she was driving?
You know what? I thought she was gonna do fine. But yeah, she scared the shit out of me.
She's 10 years old, dude.
Damn, dude. What the fuck?
She freaking slammed on the brakes right before she hit the curb.
She can't drive for 5 more years. Was she excited,
though? She didn't want to do it, but I made her do it.
That's tight, dude.
That's a story. She's going to become the cool kid.
Yeah, that's tight.
Cool. It's because earlier that night,
I was drinking.
I let Caleb drive.
What?
Well, he sat on my lap.
Oh, okay.
And he sat on my lap while he was, you know, turning on the streets and shit. And so I was like, oh, screw it. You know, I seen my other buddies, like David's brother, let his son drive. He's like a year or two older than Cassandra.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, screw it. You know, if you could do it, Cassandra could do it. Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Shit. But that's tight, though. Like, you do shit like that with your kids. Like,
do you guys know how to drive stick shift?
Nope.
I'm the only one?
A little bit. I've driven stick before, but I avoid all hills.
I feel like I figure it out now.
I learned like driving stick. I mean, I guess automatic. No, yeah, Andy. You know, Andy actually taught me how to drive. Well, obviously my dad did and all that stuff, but it was just like every once in a while he worked a lot. But Andy, we used to take me to the Eclipse and I would learn how to drive stick shift. And fucking after that, you just don't want to drive anything. What the fuck was that noise?
My mic.
Oh, shit.
You don't want to drive anything but stick shift after that.
Oh, yeah. My brother Gay. Didn't really teach me. He just told me to get in the driver's seat.
Gay is you not knowing how to drive stick shift.
Yeah. He just got me in the driver's seat, and he's like, do this, now go that way. I was like, okay. And I almost fucking ran into a curb. Yeah. He's like, get the fuck out of the car.
But I think if you grew up riding like a dirt bikes or quads and knowing how to shift and the clutch, it makes it a little easier.
I can
not
ride
different. It's the same concept.
Dirt bikes, dude,
no, but did you? Though?
Yeah, I can ride all that shit.
But with clutch and changing
gears, I feel
gears,
like
it's the same thing.
I can change
concept.
Gears. Like I feel like I can drive stick now because I'm super sick at that fucking video game.
Get the fuck out of here.
That California drink game.
What game?
In every arcade.
Oh, I know you're talking about that racing game.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's
Cruising
California.
Cruising California.
Oh, Cruising California.
I was going to say Crazy Taxi up. For some reason.
I think video games helped me learn how
Crazy
to drive. Grand Theft Auto, all that shit.
It is, dude. Crazy Taxi was the shit.
There it is.
Yep.
Oh, it's Cruising USA.
Cruising USA. Yeah, that shit was
fucking
fire.
Oh, I remember
fire.
That game.
All right, so did you guys ever go to swap meets?
Brum, brum, brum.
Your little?
Yeah, swap meet.
Do you guys remember that bullshit game? It was a little red box. And it had a steering wheel on it, but it was just the same little path over and over, but it looked like you kept going for days. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought about that shit. Like, now that I think back, it's such a bullshit. This is fucking hilarious.
When they used to sell Gamecast?
R.I.P. to Straw Hat on La Sierra Magnolia. I'll forever miss
it. Damn, dude. I remember going there when I was a kid.
I remember they moved it from where Cardenas is. They had it used to have it over
Cardenas?
There. Yeah, and then they moved
Cardenas?
It. Cardenas? Is it... Cardenas. The or D? Cardenas.
Cardenas.
T-H? Cardenas.
Cardenas? Just say card and then
unless you're like South American, then you'd be like
Cardenas. Where Blockbuster used to be.
Oh yeah. I was talking to you on Tony because you know Tony's Colombian, and everything they say, they cut it short.
It's like lazy.
So it's lazier. It sounds like they have a lisp.
It's they sound like so Kim Kardashian's.
But yeah, it was in the same parking lot where the Wiener Schnitzel and all that's at.
Yo, you know what the fuck? What's going on with Wiener Schnitzel though?
Their
prices are crazy.
I've been there years, bro. There.
Fuck.
You know what I do like there though? The jalapeno poppers. Shout out to you.
You don't like to pay for wieners?
Nah, not that much.
Speak about straw hat.
Didn't you say you're a hot dog connoisseur?
Yeah.
Have you gone to a
stay on hot dogs.
Dog Haas?
You've been to Dog Haas right there on in Corona?
Oh, pass it to James. James is orgasm.
Oh.
Right,
God. Dude, they put hot dogs in Hawaiian bread.
He looks like a hot dog.
Yeah, shit, right now you do. You're burnt the fuck up right now. You need some aloe.
You look like a barbecue park hot dog.
You like something to sell at Pink's in Hollywood.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, at least you look fancy. You said Pink's.
Hey, people waiting in line for you, bro.
Anyway, we go back to Dog Haas.
Dog Haas is good, dude.
Let's go.
Where's it located?
In Corona.
There's one right there in Corona.
By the UFC gym.
Yeah. Next to the Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's is fire, too.
What are they putting right there? Where they got rid of Claim Jumper.
No. I don't know.
Someone sent me said they're
putting it. Oh, yeah. They knocked it down. They're putting a new restaurant there.
Jen's fire out there, though.
But going back to Straw Hat Pizza.
I still have not. I'm sorry.
Straw Hat.
Go ahead.
To cut you off. We still need to go to that Jen shit because I have never had Korean barbecue.
Dude,
we need to do that sometime.
Dude, it's real good.
Us and James, we used to go all the time. We need to go
next Saturday or before a podcast, we needed to go.
We got to go to Revolt and then go to Jen's.
Or whatever. That's a
long
ass day.
Or go to Jen's and then Revolt.
I got kids and shit, so we have to. You guys have to let me know. So that's a long ass day.
Dude, it's across the street from your house pretty much.
But then he said Revolt is a tall
ass. That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's in Chino.
Wear some stretchy pants.
Some stretchy pants.
Pumps. Where you get pumps?
And be prepared to throw up by the end of the night.
No, that's you, dude.
You did throw up.
He called us because he was so stuffed he couldn't walk inside his house.
He couldn't get out of his car, dude. He definitely was not doing it right.
I feel sorry for that house. He pisses on the ground. He fucking throws up. What the fuck?
Dude,
no one's going to want to buy that house when it gets on the market.
Get your fucking life together, dude. God damn, son.
Trying to live my best life.
You got five kids.
God damn. Fucking going back to Straw Hat Pizza, fucking that was an OG spot. Like, you could buy everything in front of it, too. Like, people used to get their license in front of that shit.
Oh, yeah, there was that old man that used to give you your permit.
Yeah.
Your driving permit, and you'd meet up there.
I remember... on Arlington by the blind school, I took my driving classes there. They ended up being in the news because it was a fraudulent place. But I still got mine.
Yeah,
I was able to get my license.
I guess this dude worked for the DMV or whatever, right?
I never asked him his story or anything. I just knew that you guys did it with him. So
yeah, and it was funny. Like, so the first time I knew about this, our buddy Ivan was going through that guy. So he asked me, he's like, hey, can you drive me there? I was, yeah. So we... for my license, like, yeah, I didn't have a license, but I was just driving the Titanic around. So I'm taking him there, right? And we're flying down Tyler. That's back in my bald head days. And my fucking tires were bald as shit because I used to burn out everywhere. Remember that shit?
That was like his party trick.
When did you have... I don't recall you having a bald head ever.
Yeah, dude
half of my life, dude.
WHK days, he had bald head?
That was most of his fucking life.
Yeah,
WHK?
Yeah. I used to cut it for him. I used to cut all the homies
in with the spike hanging out of the bottom of his lip.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, I don't remember.
I'm bringing that spike back.
I can't picture that shit.
Actually, that spike is coming back, dude. Bring it back. Fucking, we're driving up there, right? And he's like, oh, dude, I'm going to be late. And in front of Best Buy, for some reason, my dumbass, I thought I was in Fast and the Furious and shit. So I fucking punch it and I almost hit a car in front of me. So I push the brakes and my tires are fucking bald as shit. So I almost hit the car and
like
I hit the curb, dude. Yeah, like my head. And I almost hit the curb. Well, I actually did hit the curb. And instead of getting out of the car, I just kept going, right? And then my buddy, I even just like, we're just laughing like, fuck, fool, you're fucking dumb. What the fuck? Like, whatever. So we're going down Magnolia now. And next you know, this fucking guy that I almost hit is chasing us, right? He chased us all the way to Straw Hat. right? And he got off his car. He started grown ass man yelling at these fucking kids. Well, he didn't know. He sees me in a Titanic and shit. But just yelling at me. So we got out the car and this guy just jumped back in. And then the whole time the dude that was going to give the license to Ivan was watching us. And then Ivan walks up to him. He's like, Mr. Vasquez? Yes, that's me. He's like, what's up with your friend? He's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know him. Like, I just made it, but just asked for a ride. Dude, this shit was hilarious.
I got a story about that.
And it was a legit ID, though?
Yeah, dude. They got, I think a couple friends went through
him. Yeah, I went through him because of the same thing, because Ivan went through him. And I remember, like, I was just in a hurry to get my license. At 15 and a half, you can go to him. So by 16, you have it. So I went to him, and I remember, like, he couldn't do it that day, so I think he had his daughter do it. So I got in his fucking car, and it was like a car with two brakes. He has they take control. You can take control or whatever on each side. And fucking we're going to Ontario Mills. We're driving down the 15, and the brakes go out.
Why are you going? Why?
Well, that's what she was teaching me in that area.
Oh, so is they're actually.
Yeah, it's a driving school. Somewhat
fucking doing it.
Yeah,
right?
It's a driving school, and then you're supposed to take a couple courses. The brakes went out. We had to go to a place to get the brakes fixed, and I'm sitting there chilling on my fucking old BlackBerry and shit, just texting, bored. And then I go back, and she was like, you know what? Like, because you went through that, you don't have to do the rest of it. I'll just give you your permit.
Was she fired?
Because I think, like, you could sue, maybe, because the brakes went out, and we could have died. Like, you know, they didn't do maintenance on their cars. Nah, fuck no, she wasn't fire. She was a ginger. She did not look good. She had those big ass ankles. She did not look good.
She had some cankles on her.
But
she sounds hot.
But the Best Buy thing reminded me of a story. We used to do some crazy ass shit.
Sounds like James' next baby mama.
Right? But, yeah, I'd stick it in.
So he was telling me, oh, fuck. Like, when he was mentioning Best Buy, like, behind Best Buy, I remember, like, right there where Toys R Us is, the warehouse is behind it, or, like, the whatever that store.
R.I.P. Toys R Us.
I remember we climbed up that shit, up the poles, to go tag on top of the roof, and I'm like, fuck, how stupid we were. Imagine falling off that bitch.
Did I ever tell you about fucking Javi's dumbass when he crashed when I was in the car?
I think I remember that. I mean, I fucking crashed.
We're coming times. Back from fucking somewhere, souls. So I jumped in his car, because we're going back to Andy's, and over there off... Van Buren, Arlington. It was like middle of fucking night, so there's nothing around there. Like, there's no traffic, nothing. And his dumb ass just starts to fucking punch it for no fucking reason. I'm like, yeah. I just turned over and looked at him. I was like, if you fucking crash, I'm gonna whoop your fucking ass right now. And he's like, what? I'm like, I know you can't fucking drive. Like, so he fucking takes this corner. Like, the light turns fucking red. He takes his fucking corner going like 60. Fucking swerve, like he like fishtails, fucking comes back and then spins out, slams the back of his car against like the median.
I remember
like,
that.
Yeah, he bends his fucking like wheel and all that shit.
That dude's crashed like, every car he's on.
Yeah, the entire time has. I'm just fucking staring at him because I'm ready to fucking whoop his ass.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry, dude. I'm
weren't
sorry.
You guys drinking that day? You guys were drinking Fridays or some shit?
Yeah. I wasn't scared. I was fucking angry. I was ready to fucking whoop his ass.
And that's when we were all getting DUIs.
Yeah.
That was around that time when we were all getting DUIs.
The whole time I was like, motherfucker, slow down. Slow down.
No, I'm serious. It was like every other week.
If you don't fucking slow down, I'm going to fucking whoop your ass.
Every other week. Because
you're a dumbass. Because you know that motherfucker can't drive. Everyone knows that motherfucker can't drive for shit. I was like, slow the fuck down. He's like, no, I got this. I got this. And out of nowhere.
And then he
sat there for a while just going, dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to whoop your fucking ass when we get home.
I crashed with him. With Aiden?
I crashed with him a few times.
Yeah.
A few times that fucker like could have killed me.
I crashed with James a couple times too because I can't drive for shit, dude.
Oh, dude.
Going to the Raider game.
I should have brought the camera. So not to cut you off, but fucking.
I wasn't saying anything.
No, because I remember.
You looked at me and said, I'm not cut. Just sorry.
No, him. I looked at him real quick. What the fuck? No, because I found an old memory card because I had to put it in the camera because our camera didn't have a memory card, the one we're going to do for the podcast. And there's pictures of us snowboarding on, I think, my 21st or 20, no, maybe 22nd or something like that.
Is that when we had our heart-to-heart at the fucking bar?
No. That was later on. We got the pass.
That never happened.
When you drove.
He's like, I need to go home. I need to go home.
Yeah.
Was Tony with us?
Yeah, dude, it was that time.
And then we got crashed. Something happened because we couldn't stuck. Get down the hill.
Well, it was just a snowstorm. It was a crazy snowstorm. And I have pictures of you snowboarding, James, everyone, us on the fucking lift. Like, it's fucking hilarious. I'm going to show you guys next time.
I feel sorry for that brand new Audi I backed up into.
Yeah, dude. God damn, it was bright, the bright daylight, dude. You fucking hit that car.
There was nobody around, so.
But going back to what you were saying about the Raiders game.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Say that story, James.
You crashed into a bunch of fucking
Charger fans.
Yeah, they're like cholos. They were smoking, and they were just like, "Oh fuck!" Like,
yeah, as soon as I hit him, you could see him freaking like stashing shit under the seat. You know,
that's so your mother-in-law's brand new car too.
Yeah, her brand new Honda
CRV or some
CRV.
Shit.
Yeah. I think they didn't want to pull over because they seen your brother with his freaking wrestling mask on.
Oh yeah, that's when we used to, every trip we did something stupid every time.
I'm gonna bring that back.
Bring it back.
I'm wearing a wrestling mask at Coachella. I'm just letting you know right now. I don't give a fuck.
I want one.
You're gonna fucking start dropping people like left or right.
Fuck yeah, dude, that'd be sick.
That'd
ass
be
content,
a funny
dude.
Ass content. We just, you're like, hey, come on, do the fucking Stockholm stutter on me, like.
Yeah, dude, that'd be sick. Well, we're doing that.
I think I have a GoPro.
You should dress like a nun and then bless
fuck
people.
Fuck yeah, and a mask. I used to do that shit all the time? I used to bless people. I used to just throw up the sign and be like, and then fucking just bless them, drop them to the ground, dude. You don't remember that, Martin?
I don't remember. Like, I feel fucked up because I don't have a good memory, I guess.
Too much Nas.
Yeah,
that's
too
probably
much
what it was.
Everything.
Dude, they used to do that allegedly shit to everyone, dude. Remember, who was it that got super crazy with me? It was a chick, because I got her off guard all the way to the ground, too.
Maybe Veronica.
Oh, yeah, she was fucked up. And she really thought, like, something about the devil or some shit.
So we have to explain that. So he used to always go up to, like, new people, like people that haven't hung out in a while or either they haven't hung out in a while or they were just new to hanging out with us. And it's either someone's girlfriend or just a homies or whoever. So, like, once we started to like them and we kind of agreed, we'd always look at each other like, this guy's cool. Fucking he would just go up to them and then pretend like he's praying like a priest and then say, I'm going to take the devil out of you. But in Spanish, say, saca del diablo. He'll fucking grab your neck from behind, your head from behind, twist your neck back and basically throw you to the floor. And that shit was the funniest thing.
Baptize
ever.
You. Baptize
yeah.
You. God damn. Was that English?
What was that?
That sounds like something out of Vietnam. I'm not baptize you.
The fucked up thing is, like, he had time to think about it. Then say it. He said, baptize you. Baptize you.
That sounds like something like one of those in the Da Vinci movie. The fucking.
That sounds like some Asian dish.
Sushi sounds fire right now.
God damn, dude.
God damn. You know what I always think about is how I was a bitch when we were in the party cruise, because we could have smashed chicks so much, and I was just like,
know,
not even like
dude.
Thinking about that whatsoever.
I remember he used to always meet girls on MySpace and meet them up at the parties and shit all the time.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
But I remember, I mean, I don't know if I tell this story, I want to be repeat Martin on the podcast, but there was this one time where I met up this girl, and then Gabriel took someone's car. I think I forget that guy's name. He took someone's truck.
Character.
Then, yeah, he ended up being so drunk, he almost got in on the wrong side of the road after we picked up this girl and everyone. And fuck it, we got pulled over. They sat us down and everything. Yeah. Got in the back of the cop car.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Meanwhile, everyone was having a kickback at this guy, at this guy's character's house.
They found weed in his pocket. They towed that car.
And yeah, dude.
That truck, yeah. All because I was meeting up that girl and I was just making out with her in the back while all this is going on.
Well, I remember when making out was like the shit to do.
We used to call it scamming. Yeah.
What, making out?
Yeah. Scamming.
Scamming is like.
What would it be scamming?
That was like a little before our time.
Macking it up.
Yeah, macking.
I always macking, thought like macking. That sounds so whack.
So, okay,
out.
So like, yeah, dude. So like hooking up. So when you tell someone you've been hooking up, now it's automatically you guys been fucking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When people say hooking up and they're like, nah, dude, who cares about kissing?
If I met a girl now, I love you, Melissa, but if I met a girl now and she just wanted to make out, I'd be like, what the fuck? Hell no. Either we're going to fuck or we're not, or you're just going to go home because I'm not going to just kiss you. That's like a waste of my fucking time.
If you were James, you're just trying to get fucking another kid and shit. Another fucking, another baby
mama. I feel
like
kissing is like a given. Like, if we're feeling each other, then yeah, but if I'm not going to waste my time just to fucking make out. What the fuck? Am I the only one or what?
James?
Why do you look straight to James right now?
Damn. He's the only one out here. Oh, now all of you motherfuckers are single, right?
Yep.
Basically.
Yeah. So, right. So wait, what are you saying again?
I'm just saying, like, making out is whack. if we're gonna make out, then let's smash. Like, I ain't trying to make out.
I don't know. It's kind of a double-edged sword. Like I'm not just gonna go and make out with you and hang out in a corner.
Yeah.
But like while you're hooking up, I mean, I don't mind it. Like to start it off.
To start it off. But if we're just gonna go, like the first time we meet, and we just like go out to eat whatever, and just start kissing, I'll be like, well, what? Then what? Then we go home? Hell no! Like what the fuck? If you're gonna kiss me, then let's. I feel like I sound like a fucking rapist or some shit.
Kind of, dude. Yeah.
Whatever girls listen to this, like fucking
these
night.
These guys are fuck boys and
fucking Nightcrawler over here and shit. No, but I mean, I get what you're saying. Everyone's mindset.
I'm not in high school, like what the fuck, like
yeah, everyone's
fucking make out and then what? Go home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it depends because if you're
feeling each other.
There's that part of it, but there's also if she's single and like she has her own spot or whatever it is. But if she has kids, she only has that night because the babysitter. Yeah. So there's a bigger chance that you might get it in my opinion, from my experience.
Those are the type of girls you go out there.
There's someone
that's
here.
That's your demo.
Not at all. I actually don't like girls with kids. But there's someone here at the table that told me that's that rule or I guess that like those are facts. Someone here at the table.
It may have been me.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me?
Yeah. Was it?
Well, we can't do it though because we can't say. Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably me.
It probably was you.
It happened at Fridays. We were hanging out one time at Fridays.
Going back to that fucking baptism thing, the exorcism that you used to do.
Uh huh.
I almost got in a fight for doing kind of the same thing because
I used to get almost in a fight all the damn time.
Yeah, because I had recently just like signed up to be ordained online.
What?
Yeah, you could just fucking
wait. You could marry James right now.
Yeah, I could.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, you could James, just sign up. Like, just fucking type in your fucking name. You're fucking ordained. Like,
you don't have to take a test.
No, you don't have to do shit because religion's fucking religion. Like.
What the fuck? I want to do that shit. Become a real priest I always wanted to be.
Yeah, you can just fucking sign up and you're fucking ordained. So
you can marry James and Martin right now.
Yeah, I could.
I do not love James, so I will not marry him.
I mean, you don't have... What does love have to do with it?
You don't really? Like that.
What love got to do with it?
No, but...
Wait, hold on.
So
give it a second. Look at James, dude. Sure you don't love him, dude?
Look at him in the eyes. Look at him. He's like, I do like hot dogs.
I do like
Look at that Hawaiian roast pig, dude. Look at that Hawaiian roast pig, dude.
So, yeah, I'm like, I'm hanging out at this fucking party that I fucking mentioned that shit, and this dude's like...
You don't want to nibble on those cheeks, dude? You want to nibble on those cheeks, dude?
You don't want to nibble on that shoulder, dude? Look at all that meat, dude.
He's like, you're looking tastier and tastier by the minute.
You said you like being a little spoon, right?
Yeah.
Damn, he got you there, bro. Get him, James. How will you change his life, dude? How will you change his life?
You don't even got. Do you have benefits?
Do you have a 401k?
I already have two kids. I would never be with another person that has kids. Because then you have to add your kids together. That's a lot.
Oh, like on your W-2?
No, just in life. Period. Oh. So say you already have two kids. So say me and Melissa weren't together, and I went with the person that already had kids.
Like James.
Then you have to take on their kids. That's a whole bunch of shit. Like,
yeah.
That's like double kids.
Yes, two and two, double.
I like how you thought about this shit though. Like you were considering it, dude.
I like how he explained it to us. Like, yeah, he's gonna get an agreement out of us. Like, you thought?
Yeah, that was fucking weird, dude. Like, he has two kids, you have two kids. Like, yeah, you can have four kids together. Yeah, we get it, dude. Yeah,
it is like double.
Yeah. God damn.
But he wasn't even sure. He's like, it's like double.
I wasn't specifically talking about his kids. That's what I was saying.
Then who else? Well, who
I
else
don't know. Another chick
room,
might
dude.
Have three kids or fucking some shit.
No, I don't. Shit.
God damn.
It just got real dark in here.
But
fucking going back to that. This motherfucker asked me about that shit. He's like, so you're ordained? You're like a fucking priest? I'm like, I guess kind of, but I could marry people. And he's like, oh shit, that's fucking cool. And I reached into my beer, dipped my fingers in it, and just splashed a little bit of beer on his face. I'm like, you're fucking blessed now. And he fucking gets all red-faced and angry. This motherfucker was like 4 feet tall. And I'm
that's like the bakery guy that's going viral.
I'm like 6'4".
Shout out Scott.
6'4", almost fucking 300 pounds, and he fucking like walks up to me. I'm like, motherfucker, really? You're about to get fucked up. You better calm the fuck down. And everyone at the party like fucking turned around and grabbed his ass. Like, you're gonna get fucked up. Like, you need to, like, you need to leave.
What if you knew Krav Maga or some shit?
Dude.
Tekken
like,
style.
Like, you need to leave because we can't stop that motherfucker.
Dude, I'm going to do that shit tomorrow and sign up for that shit.
Yeah.
Be a real priest and dress up like a priest in Halloween.
That's what I'm saying. We need to start a cult.
Tax free.
Yep.
James, that shit's do you want to join our cult, James?
Have you guys seen, or James, have you seen, I think I asked them already, have you seen Aziz Ansari's new stand-up special on Netflix?
No. I've seen it up there, but I haven't. I don't know. I don't really care for him.
He's you never watch Masters of None, his show?
Watch what?
His show, Masters of None, on Netflix. Oh, fuck, it's good, dude. His stand-up's
like
really
it.
Good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think, Martin just left, but, like, I think, like, Eric, you'll like it. It's funny, but it's also deep. Like, it's really good. I think he matured a lot since.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. It's really
good. Oh, you watched it? The new one?
Yeah, it's
that's
a,
good,
it's a
right?
really good
it's
fucking
really
show.
It's really fucking good. It's like, it fucks with your emotions. We were watching it last night. That shit was dope. So, just in case you guys don't...
You talking about a stand-up, or is it an actual show?
No, he has a show called Masters of None. That's really good.
Masters of what?
Masters of None. N-O-N-E.
Oh, okay.
And then he has a stand-up special right now. It's called Aziz Ansari, Road to Nowhere.
His previous stand-up was, for the most part, the show. Like, every joke that he does, but... The way he does it on the show, like how he plays it out, is a lot better than his stand-up. Like,
yeah.
Because he does a joke in the show, and he gets a couple laughs, but the way he does it in the show, he like spreads it out as like an entire episode. Like, each joke is a fucking episode.
Which is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Like,
this guy's talented as fuck. He just got screwed over last year. Over some like Me Too
probably
shit.
Check that out tonight.
No, dude, you should, dude.
Yeah, the stand up, really, I mean, good. The show's good. Yeah, you know, give it some time, but you're gonna end up liking it. Masters of None. But his new stand up is fucking, I liked it at first. Like, when he's up there, you're like, damn, this is a weird way of shooting a special. It's like different. And then, but he fucking gets you in there, and he fucks with your emotions, from like funny to political to like life to like your relationship with your parents to like everything, dude. It's fucking crazy. It's really good. It's fucking really good. I know you guys will like it.
He has good messages too at the end.
Yeah. So you guys should check that out for sure. So what about Stranger Things? You guys start Stranger Things?
Hell yeah.
Talk about that, dude. I'm barely on the second episode.
Whoa. Man, don't spoil it, because I haven't even started it and I'm looking forward to it. That show is so nostalgic.
Oh.
It's good.
That's all I can say is, oh.
Damn.
That show, like, fuck. I remember we used to watch.
Because now we really can't fucking get into it because you haven't watched it yet.
No,
it's fucking good, dude.
Yeah, give me till the next podcast next week. Yeah, because
I binge watched that shit over like 2 days.
I know I will. I just haven't started because it's like, I don't know. I haven't fucking prepared myself for that binge yet.
Well, why the fuck did you bring it up then if I can't talk about it?
Dude, it's gotten
because I wanted to talk about the nostalgic of it, like the nostalgia of it. So like when we were kids, we used to have walkie talkies, and we had Channel 8. Mm-hmm. Would always talk to each other.
Yeah, I had some
and
of
all that shit.
Kids in my neighborhood.
And then everyone used to ride on bikes, and then we used to fucking get into shit like wrestling magazines, toys, action figures, fucking everything. So like that's how like I feel like I grew up. So like, or we all grew up that way, especially in that era when everyone was playing outside in the 90s. So I'm just thinking like that's why I like that show a lot. Like, I feel like kids these days don't do that.
That shit's gotten so big that fucking Baskin Robbins is turning that
Robbins with a B.
Let me talk the way I want to talk. This is America, okay? First of all, son of a bitch. Let me be me, okay?
Not tomorrow on Sunday.
Oh god damn. I just found out this shit. But anyways, they're turning that Baskin Robbins,
mm-hmm.
son of a bitch.
Correct.
Fucking into Ahoy, whatever it's called in the show. They're transforming it from
the ice cream shop.
Yeah, the ice cream shop.
That's in Fortnite too.
Ahoy something.
They're transforming the whole shop to look like it?
Yeah.
They're doing like a pop-up shop?
It was
shop?
Called Scoops Ahoy.
There you go. Scoops Ahoy. They're turning Baskin Robbins into that. Huh.
So wait, the whole Baskin Robbins, like?
Well, I mean, it's gonna be
a theme. Just like a,
it's gonna be a theme, like a theme, but the signs up there, I seen it on Facebook.
I know, I seen they came out with the Stranger Things scoops or flavors or whatever the hell they did for it.
But they're doing the little sign. I seen it today.
Man, that show.
I want to try it now.
And I'm not really into sci-fi, but like that's like the that reminds you of like the feeling I used to get when I used to watch Goosebumps. You know?
Hey, who's your buddy that owns that ice cream shop?
Oh, Andy. He just opened up a Hello Kitty pop-up restaurant in Vegas, and it was big. Yeah, because he's killing it. Dude.
I still want to try that Rick and Morty. Those Rick and Morty.
Oh, he has the locations that have it. I think here.
Yeah. There's one down the street.
University.
And the university.
Just fucking go get some ice cream.
Like I know we could.
I'll take my lactate pills.
Dude, we need to go to L.A. and do the Good Burger pop up.
Oh, there's a Good Burger pop up.
What?
I want to do that. Yeah.
Like the movie Good Burger.
And I used to watch that shit a lot too. Orange soda.
Yeah.
What? You need to go to fucking you LA Fitness. Fuck
I saw that one coming. He did too.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for him to say it.
Well, don't let that fucking rent-a-cop talk to you like that.
I know. This fool has a fucking flat top right now. Get him.
Look at his ass, dude. Fucking looking like a tomahawk and shit. Like
I got
a
layer.
Yeah, you just got beat up by your own favorite today.
God damn.
Shout out your own favorite. California kid.
God damn. Oh, for real though? But why are they doing it though? It's just a random thing?
Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger.
I heard there's a place in West Hollywood, or I think it's the original place, the Saved by the Bell. You can go there too. It's a
the
bar
diner?
Slash, yeah, it's a bar slash
oh,
restaurant.
Oh, we should do that shit tomorrow.
I've been wanting to try that bar in LA with the pirate ship.
Well,
and they have like a little moat around it.
That sounds dope.
Yeah, sick, that's like, I know what you're talking about. I've never been there, but
LA
seen
sounds
it.
So big.
It's not
with all those random.
It's just a lot of traffic.
They just squeeze everything together. The traffic makes it. It's like San Francisco. San Francisco is not big at all. It's like 7 miles, but there's so much traffic and there's so many people that it makes it feel huge because it takes forever to get everywhere. Yeah, that's what I don't know. But LA is big. But it kind of feels that way sometimes where it's like, oh,
LA County is big, but what we think of LA is
it's not that
I don't
big.
Think it's that big.
Hell no.
You know that reminded me of when he's like, hell no. Did you guys ever watch that video? Oh, Victor Fuentes.
Oh,
you ever
fuck.
Seen that shit? You guys never seen the fucking recording of this guy calls into the cops that he fucked up his finger. His name was Victor Fuentes.
Oh, you showed me that.
Oh, fuck.
Dude,
it's the funniest
we
thing
we got to play
ever.
That after.
Yeah, we got to play that after. He's like, this was calling the cop and he's arguing with the cop. He's like, hey, don't bring all those sirens and shit. And he's like, what's your name? Victor Fuentes. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking funny. Hilarious. He's like banging on the fucking guy trying to help him on like the like on the
dispatcher.
Phone. The dispatcher. I'll show it afterwards. But if you guys are listening to this, look up Victor Fuentes on YouTube.
You going
to
have a poem today,
oh,
Martin?
Time to go home. Oh, I got a poem.
You got a poem? All right. So we haven't
it's
done this
previously
in a while.
It's previously written, but it's never been recorded.
Yeah, if you haven't been following us along, we did like I think two of these.
I think I only did one.
No, I think we did two.
All right.
So
I'm not gonna fight with you.
You ready? Yeah, don't.
Well, I need a sad ass beat from YouTube. Sad, scary, rainy.
Let's look that
beat.
Up.
Sad, scary, rainy beat.
Sad, scary beat. Why?
Sad, scary, rainy beat.
What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure you could look that up.
Yeah, you can. I've done
usually,
that.
Usually
that's
works.
That's what I'm saying. I've done
fucking
that.
Fucking Momo's gonna come up and shit. God damn. We're in a dark room. We don't need that shit.
There it is.
There's Momo.
There well, let's see if that sounds good. You let me know.
Oh, it probably does.
How are we going to hear it?
The speakers.
From what?
Right here, fool. Put it up to your face.
Lo-fi chill beats are lovely.
Yeah. Lo-fi is dope.
Oh, they're already talking this one, though.
Oh, yeah. Kinda. It's not really an instrument.
Just put lo-fi.
Oh, there we go.
But Martin's going to drop a beat right now. Commercial. Commercial break.
The mama.
Well, guys, keep talking. You guys are fucking not talking while we're looking for this.
Bring your own phone, fuck.
Bring your own beat.
Oh, we could do that.
Here we go. Like here this? We go, Martin.
Shout out to Dark Piano Pain.
Yeah.
8 Mile.
Okay. Lucas King.
Let me see.
Poems by Martin.
Can you put the beat, the bass up a little more? Snares in my headphones.
That's as high as it goes. Bro, your steppy gave us some cheap cheap speakers.
All right, let me see. Pull up notes in the iPhone. All right.
No, because like it might be like we might not be able to play it.
What? Oh, the record the instrumental.
Yeah, I mean we'll see. I mean I think we're fine because we won't put a video out. But don't put it that close because that was super loud. All right. Well, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
We ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go. Another Sunday night cruising down the same streets, passing the same lights. Beautiful night, windows down with computer love bumping in the background. Something's different though. There's a darkness felt in my soul. Just pulled up. I'm home now. Everyone has fallen asleep. Jack Daniels and a pen is the only thing next to me. Typed in sad, scary beats. It was one of those weeks. Need a release. That same old feeling been chasing me. I'm tired mentally and physically. My mind is screaming. My eyes have been twitching. The drink is the only way I can calm that shit. It's a fucking routine. Waking up from the same old dream. Eternal sleep is the only thing that's chasing me. And that's it. I think that beat's way too loud.
Fuck, bull, do you need a hug or what?
And it was internal sleep.
God damn. Yeah. When hey, was fool. This? When was this? Who
hey.
Hurt you?
Hey, it was internal. It was internal, okay? What that's America. Speak right, okay?
That's a dope. That's a, that was good.
What dude. Did I say?
That was real good, though.
That was a good segment.
Nah.
Next thing you know, he's going to be going to those emo concerts.
Scott band. What is Scott? I hear that all the time. I don't understand what it is.
No. We said Scott. Everybody's Scott. Because he goes to these emo fucking shows where it's literally just nothing but emo music. And it's like a cult.
But is it Scott?
Yeah, Scott's like rockabilly music. It's like
it's like rockabilly music, but with trumpets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, actually.
It's dope as fuck, so, actually.
Is it a sad thing?
No, it's like upbeat.
Yeah, it's a little more upbeat. It's fun. There's like Scott concerts.
Just imagine like Sublime, but with trumpets.
Oh, I love Sublime.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, imagine that shit with trumpets that's in like the background, kind of, and it's a little bit more spit up.
We'll look it up after this, but no, dude, that was good. I liked it.
I'm ready for bed.
I'm gonna start doing that some more. And yeah, send in your poems. Send in your poems if you want to compete with Bard
and
or your fucking suicide note.
And if you're in
God damn,
we're gonna get a P.O. box eventually.
Or your M&M tapes.
And if you're listening to us from prison, you can send us. Martin will send you poems.
You'll be send us drawings. Send us your prison art, and we'll shout it out.
No, send your prison art and I'll get him tattooed on me.
Oh, that too. If it's dope. God
damn.
That'd be dope.
Now, this one my dad did in prison and I tattooed on me.
That's what's up. We don't have a camera right now, but okay.
Shit's clean, though.
Yeah. I think that wraps up. Are we doing this right? And
clearly, we're not.
Hell nah.
Yeah. But here we go. Another episode.
Bah, 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 bah.
Look out for another podcast. Is That My Beer? 7125media.com. You'll find everything there once Eric starts working on it. And we're up.